Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about self-esteem. So I've got a few tips and a few strategies for how you might be able to give yourself a little self-esteem boost if you think you might need it. So my first tip is to ask yourself to rate yourself. Think about how you generally feel about yourself and give yourself a rating from 1 being not very highly at all to 10 being, you know, I think I'm a pretty okay human being in the world in the scheme of things. If it's low, if we're 5 or lower, ask yourself, where might this message have come from? What things in my life might have helped to shape this picture of who I am? Who in my world may have given me some of this information and this view of myself? And then actually, once you've been able to highlight and start to really get in touch with the particular view of yourself that you have, I'd ask everyone to consider challenging it. Ask yourself, is this true all the time? Is this true in all contexts and domains of my life? Work, social, community, relationships, family. And then start to engage with the process of finding some counter information. What else is there to counter this particular view or this message? What strengths and abilities do I have that I think I could be proud of? What things have I achieved in my life on this planet, which could be sources of feeling good? Maybe it's parts of yourself, aspects of your life, which, you know, you live, which you can practice appreciating more. It's true that most of us actually have a whole lot of great evidence of being successful, amazing human beings. But the reality is, when we have particularly low self-esteem, that creates a shadow that hides these successes, and so often they go unacknowledged, and our picture of ourselves doesn't actually get challenged. Now, my last tip is to practice the art of making this differently. And I've got a few different strategies for this. The first one is to practice some daily journaling. Grab yourself a bit of paper, scrap paper, doesn't really matter. No one has to read it. Get into the habit of, set yourself a task for a month of recording daily some things that you're proud of yourself for achieving that day. Some values that you are happy that you hold. Some actions that you can be proud of that show that you have some importance and value in the world. And it may even be reflecting on history. So if you've had a day where you haven't done too much, there might be other episodes in time where you can reflect on situations that you think you've handled really, really well. The strengths that you might have and things like that. And then just get into the habit of practicing, noticing, and celebrating these things in the day-to-day. There's a tremendous amount of power in acknowledging the things that we do well. And a lot of us are in the habit of not doing that. But it is a habit. So the more we get into this practice, the better we get at acknowledging things, the better we get at seeing them. And that allows us to get more and more information and slowly start to build a sense of self-esteem. I guess it's really, really important if we have negative influences in our life to try and limit those. If we have people who are reinforcing a negative view of ourselves, then obviously the less of that we experience, the better. And also it's true that unfortunately, not everyone is able to do this themselves. Self-help can be really powerful, but sometimes we need to consult with a counselor, a psychologist, a group, to get a little bit of extra support, a little bit of extra advice, a little bit of extra information to be able to, you know, continue to make this process of change. And my last question, when you catch yourself looking at yourself not particularly kindly, ask yourself, would you say that to a friend? Would you say that sort of thing to a person that you hold dear? How would you encourage them to see themselves? And then be the best friend you can to yourself. So, be your own self-help this week with Mind Games.